a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hi, you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I am your host, Oluchi Ajogun. Here we are all about growth. In the last episode, we considered God's way and our way. We found out that knowing God's will is not the only thing, but knowing His will and going His way. Yes, as it is very possible to do God's will your own way. If you have not listened to that episode, His Way or My Way, you should. Today, we'll be going further and we'll be dwelling on obedience. Obedience, what is it? Is it a big deal? What are the steps and rewards of obedience? Obedience to God means hearing, trusting, submitting, and surrendering to Him and His Word. And today we'll be looking at a Bible character that dwelt on obedience. Help me make welcome Joshua. Joshua. Amongst other outstanding qualities of Joshua that made him an excellent leader, he was exceptional because he was obedient and faithful to God. Reading through the book of Joshua, you will see God speaking and Joshua acting, Joshua carrying out instructions obediently, regardless of what the situation seemed like or what he himself felt. Let me remind you, God had to command Joshua to be strong and courageous, just to point out that Joshua wasn't devoid of fear, but he thoroughly obeyed God throughout, and the reward of his obedience started and can be seen from chapter 4, verse 14. It says, "That day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they revered him all the days of his life, just as they had revered Moses." Immediately after his exaltation, God commanded again, and Joshua carried it out again. No height of achievement was enough to stop him from listening and obeying, and not just obeying, but completely obeying God. Yes, partial obedience, half obedience is disobedience. What God requires from us, His children, is complete and total obedience, even when it does not seem to make sense. He requires that we trust fully and wholly in Him. The trouble comes when we start trying to pull logic with God. When we start telling Him why it is not reasonable to do what He has asked us to do, while suggesting to Him better ways things can be done. Imagine what it would have been like when God told Joshua to march around Jericho with the armed men for 6 days, and on the seventh day march seven times with the priest and give a loud shout, and the city would collapse. Just take a moment to imagine. You know, this kind of instruction would have not sounded reasonable. I mean, they were faced with the mighty city of Jericho, and all God could say was march and shout. Some of us would have tried to come up with an airtight plan on how to go about it. But that is why God's ways are not man's ways. Isaiah 55 verse 9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So first, we need to know God's will, then go His way. But then to go God's way, you need to be prepared to obey him completely. Is obedience a big deal? Oh yes, it is. Obedience is a proof of your love for God. You can't say you love him if you don't obey him. 1 John 5 verse 3 says, "This is love for God, to obey his commands." So, the proof of love is obedience. The proof of love for God is obedience to his word, to his commands. What are the steps to obeying God? We're looking at two major steps. One, total surrender. Obedience becomes quite easy when you have surrendered everything to God. When you've surrendered your life, your property, your wealth, everything you have and own to him, obeying him would not come off as difficult, because you obey him as your Lord, as the owner of your everything. The second step to obeying God is to love the Lord your God. First, it has to be Lord. Second, you have to love him. Any obedience or act of obedience that does not spring from a place of love is not one that God delights in. He desires that we love him and honor him from a place of obedience. Obedience should not be forced, but it must be voluntary. It must be that you've come to a place where you love him to obey him. What then are the rewards of obedience? From the life of Joshua, we have a lot to learn. One, he was given good success. Joshua had good success. Obedience to God bestows good success. You can't heed to God and not have good success. He never leads anyone astray. He never leads anyone to failure. Another reward of obedience is you will be made great in the sight of all men. Joshua 4 verse 14 says, "Just as God did to Joshua, he exalted him." So just as God did to Joshua, he would do to you if you live a life of obedience. The third one is victory. Victory would not be far from you. For all the times that Joshua heeded and obeyed God, he and the Israelites found victory, because God never loses. Obeying him and surrendering to him assures you victory over any challenge or circumstance. Finally, for today, obedience brings about growth. Yes. Our growth in this kingdom is an accumulation of all the yes, all the acts of obedience we've displayed towards God. We can only grow in this kingdom through obedience. Obedience enables our spiritual growth. So, you start growing when you start obeying. Not just obeying, but obeying completely. Know this. What God loves more than anything is obedience to him. I pray that we remain obedient to the voice and word of God in every circumstance, in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today's episode. I hope you've been enriched. Our Bible study plan for the month of April is available on our Instagram page. Our Instagram page is enrich_podcast. You can access it there. Stay tuned and stay blessed.